I wanted to speak about the Achonah l'Shabbos. It's Sfarim state that the Torah brings down a question. Why in every Yontif, all the three tefillahs of Yontif are the same tefillahs? Ato bechaltonu, ato bechaltonu, ato bechaltonu. Same tefillahs, Yom Kippur. Same three tefillahs. Musaf is different. Abba Shachis, Mincha, Ma'ariv are the same. Why in Shabbos we have three different tefillahs? Well, Shabbos we daven ato kiddashto. Shabbos day we say Yismach Moishe b'matnas chelgoi. In Shabbos afternoon we say Ato echod v'shimcho echod. This is the reason some people that can don't remember Shabbos davening baal peh, because it changes every time to three different tefillahs. Well, why talk it changes to three different tefillahs? And in Yom Tov Ato bechaltonu is the same three times. What is the difference? Same question as in Yom Tov we have only two suddas. By night and by day. Shabbos, we have three suddas. Zog the two, that Shabbos is three Shabbos. It's three chalukim in Shabbos. Shabbos Maise Bereshis, Shabbos Matan Teire, and Shabbos La'osid Lovi. It's three chalukim. The Shabbos Maise Bereshis, Zeicher v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Sheish Yom Osa Shemayim V'Sa'oretz, V'Yonach Bayim Hashvi. The Shabbos that Kodesh Baruch Hu Yeshli Matona Toiva Bebeiz Gnozai V'Shabbos Shmo Hashem gave us a present Bo Shabbos Bo Menucho. And the Shabbos La'osid Lovoi L'yoyim Shekulo Yishabbos U'Menucho L'chai Yoyilom. Zog the two Lel Shabbos, the davening is connected Shabbos Maise Bereshis. We start Ato Kiddash Tosim Hashvi Tachlis L'Maise Shomayim V'Oretz, and we say V'Yichulu. Shabbos by day we also say V'Yichulu. We don't say Vayichulu. Shabbos on the Shudas, we don't say Vayichulu. Lel Shabbos, we say Vayichulu. We say it in Tefillah Belachash. We say it in Me'ein Sheva. Everyone says together with the Chazan. And before Kiddush, we say Vayichulu. We finish Lel Shabbos, you don't mention a word of Vayichulu. Because Lel Shabbos is Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis. Shabbos by day, Ando Mahalach in Gansu. Yismach Moshe B'mat Naschalko. Kril Tiferos Nosat Alei Baomdo Bishli Luchos Avoni Meirid B'yodoi V'kosu B'em Shmir HaShabbos Shabbos Matan Teire. And then the Tefillah finishes V'loi Nisat HaShem L'Goy HaRotzois V'loi Nichal Do L'Oi De Psilim V'gam Em Nuchos Eilu Yishkenu HaReilim Goy Sheshov As Chayev Mise Al Shabbos Maise Bereishis. Why Goy Sheshov As Chayev Mise? Fakel Givaldik. He also believes that Hashem created the world in 6 days. But this is Shabbos Maise Bereshis. But Shabbos Matan Teire, this belongs only to Klal Yisrael. Matan Teiva Yeshli V'Beis Gnozai V'Shabbos Shmo. I have a Matan Teiva that is called Shabbos, and I V'Roitz Elitna L'Yisrael Lech V'Oidiyam. This is Shabbos by day. Shabbos Shalashudas Minche Ato Echod V'Shimcho Echod V'Hoyo Hashem L'Melech. This is Shabbos La'osid Lovoi. Shabbos La'osid Lovoi is Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. It's three different inyanim. Mele, this is the three Sudas. We have a Sudev Lel Shabbos, we have a Sudev Shabbos Day, and we have a Sudev Shabbos Shudas. Can I get three Shabbos? So today we're starting Tchilas of Shabbos. We're speaking about Shabbos Maise Bereshis. What is Shabbos Maise Bereshis? Emune and Boire Oilom, that He created the world. That everything is Boire Oilom. Who also, who is the Yaseh Lechol HaMasim? It's not simple to be worried. You know, in Shabbos you have to think, Melachtecho Asuyom. In our days, it's not so hard. You know, you have an insurance company, and you have a security company, and you have a government that has a Jewish, and you have the Chilonim that help you a little bit, yeah? In the old days, Shabbos happened. You never know. Everything could collapse. The whole country could collapse. Aber, Melachtecho Asuyom. You're not allowed to even think what to do with the Shabbos. Because Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. You plan a million things. What to do Shabbos? How to do Motzei Shabbos? You don't plan it. Hashem Motzei Shabbos will give you exactly the plan what you have to do Motzei Shabbos. Why Hashem will give you exactly the plan what you have to do Motzei Shabbos? Because He's created the world. Chofetz Chaim said, every person says, if I would be the Ribbono Shel Olam, what I would do? Some people say, if I would be the Ribbono Shel Olam, I would give Yenem a little bit more money. Yenem a bissel kavod. Yenem, put him down a little bit, you know, his nose is a little bit, just bend it a little the right proportion. The other person, kids, Chofetz Chaim said, if I would be the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know what I would do? I would leave it exactly the same. Because I believe He's doing the best job. Exactly the same, but I'll change. Because I believe He's doing the right job. Shabbos Maisa Bereshis. Melach Techo Asuyo. When the Ike Melach Techo Asuyo is? Lel Shabbos. We don't have a Nisoyan. In America, the old days, they had a Nisoyan. The big Nisoyan. You know, if you didn't come to work, Shabbos, you would lose your job. Lel Shabbos was the time I'm stopping everything. I'm relying on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Melach Techo Asuyo. It's nothing but to worry. Moses, Ma'ase b'chosid echot, sheholach lasodeh, and he saw that there's a hole in the gate. Omar, ikonsu ha-shu'olim. The shu'olim could come inside and eat the fruits. Motzei Shabbos, I'll make a gate. Lebosar b'torah chochi. After he taught like this, he said, but the Shabbos, you're not allowed to plan. I'm a kavah myself not to touch it. Moses says, nasu l'neis v'godal shom tzlaf, special tree. Umimenu hoisa parnasosu yiparnasas anche beise kol hashana ahi. Melach techo asuyo, zot ribbono shel olam. This is Shabbos Kodesh. Emunah en boira olam. Lel Shabbos is emunah en boira olam. This is what a person has to work on. And emunah en boira olam. That the boira olam is running the world. We'll go step weiter. Step weiter. This someone showed me after the sefer that brings down this segula be'etzem. I had once a ma'aser, top of the mind. I came home to Shishi. I came back from yeshiva maybe 2 o'clock by night. My wife tells me they're calling. They're calling the whole time. What they want? So his wife called his talmid. They found out that the kid has a disease, terrible disease. It's like a kind of tazak. It's not only that the kid is a crampole, but they can't have any more kids because as genetic, it means that him and her together, this will come out. Kids will have getzach. Don't know what to do? One problem. Second problem is her husband is losing every hour $50,000. So I tell my wife, I'm not a doctor and I don't have money. What I could do, yeah? He said, no, they want. I said, tomorrow morning I'll go to the Kaiso, Friday. The Kaiso, because we'll have answers. Because I get a Friday, such temperature. I promised I'll go, because I go to the Kaiso, like Davin. So I take a taxi back home. I couldn't in my head. Well, you know, in the Kaiso, sometimes you try to stop a taxi, people hop it on top of the hill, though. You know, it's all about people hop, because I couldn't get a taxi. Because I'll take a bus. I go to the bus in the back, it's in the wrong bus. You know, 2 is an hour and a half till it gets down enough. But I took a number one in that. So I went going to the back of the bus, put down my head. Shalma Yid sits near me, taps my back. Just leave me, I just can't. Because I'm standing, I'm sitting, my head. He says, I'm going to go to the hospital. Do it quick. So I'm always going to grace a Rebbe. Someone came over to him, Rebbe. The kid is very sick. We don't know what to do. The Rebbe said, I don't know what to do. It's mamish. But the statement is following that b'shas kiddush, a person becomes shutef l'maisa bereishis. And again, the kiddush you have to know, midday raisa, is only by night. By day is kiddush rabbi. The ikir kiddush is kiddush balayla. We said, Lel Shabbos is maisa bereishis. The kiddush is shutef l'maisa bereishis. So the Moshe, sometimes you want to do a business deal with someone. The guy doesn't agree to do the business deal. So there's one way, you go to his partner, you could persuade his partner. So b'shas the kiddush, you become a shutef l'maisa b'reishis. So the Rebbe said, listen, when you say kiddush in your house, you and your wife will think l'refuah shleimah. I, with my chassidim, b'shas that we do kiddush, will think l'refuah shleimah. Baruch Hashem, the kid became better. I said, Yishakech, put down my head. The Rebbe said, Nachach Siddush l'maisa. I said, but one more gazelle. He said, I'm always a yid. Every hour he was losing money. He said, I went to the Rebbe. Rebbe, I'm losing money. So the Rebbe told him, tell me, you speak about your business in Shabbos? He said, Rebbe, it's the only day I meet my wife. He said, the only day, I'm not home the whole week. He said, come on yourself not to speak any business. That's Hashem. And Baruch Hashem. He went down. Kids, I come home, I thought to myself, interesting, you know, these two stories, my mamash fit this couple. You know what? I'll call them up. I'll give them the both aces from this, you know, Shalmi that I met on the way back from the Kaisel. So I call up, I said, listen, you know, Mizal Kiddush, Shabbos Maisa Bereshis, I explained them a little bit more, the Oymer Kain Yonim. So years later, I found that in a safer. Someone bought me the safer. It has this gula inside. So I told him, you know, you and your wife, Mishas the Kiddush, you think about Zeich Lamai, you know, Shutat Berbein Shalayim. I, myself, with my kids, will think, you know, Zeich Lamai Separations. But it's Hashem, the kid will be okay. Tell me the truth. You speak about your business in Shabbos or not? So you understand, it's the only day with my wife. I said, Mekana yourself, don't speak anymore in your business. So Monday we got a phone call. My wife got a phone call from his wife. The hospital called back that they double checked the numbers. There's a mistake in the numbers. They want to make a blood. Everything is okay. The kid is not sick. It's a mistake in the numbers. And my husband, Baruch Hashem, made all of his money back. His name is Ephraim Lowy. You could ask him. He lives in five towns today. I say, I try every time to stay with him for Shabbos in America. I even forgot about his maaseh. I called him. A year later, I was in America. So I was there for Shabbos. Shabbos Kiddush, they poured the wine. And like I see the whole family is coming. He told me, Zeich l'maaseh b'reishis, yeah? If you ask my, a person has to know, Zishkin Grace Zach. Ask my little kids, 8 years old. If Shabbos Kiddush by night, I stop for a second, after Kiddush all the kids come, and who we davening today? They know, Zeich l'maaseh b'reishis. All of my kids. Sometimes the whole family together we work on Zeich L'maaseh B'reishis. Try to poil to someone. I want to tell you that the Avodah of Shabbos is a leichte zach. It's only a question of training yourself. You're going to have hundreds of Shabbos in your life. If a person manages a little Shabbos, he's Isaac and Zeich L'maaseh B'reishis. Emunah in Boira Oilam. Believe in the Ribbono Shel Oilam. It goes in. After that, Zeich L'maaseh B'reishis. V'lach Techo Asuya. Moses, Maaseh B'chos Yidoch, Rabbi Yisi Bar Tzipori, Shehoi Sodleku B'chatzeiroi, V'bo Goyim L'chabos, Omar Lehem, Al Techabu. Aloche is Yilauto, if the Goy comes to Mechabu, you don't have to stop him. But, Omar Lehem, Al Techabu. So they went away, Nasa Nes, V'yol V'kshomim, V'chob Sadleku. Because the halacha is, he's the. The Ribbono Shel Olam does the world. He creates the world. Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole of the moon and Beira Olam. You have to know, the Sforim state. Some people wonder why they're not so chashuv. Hashem, I'm telling you all this is that I'm telling you. I'm not telling you now, Seicha B'Seid. If you know Seicha B'Seid, all the Zmiras of Lel Shabbos have Shaychas Zeichel Maisa Bereshis. The smears of Shabbos, they have Shalashudas is Raivin the Raivin, what the Chassidim call Raivin the Raivin, is all different songs, Yidid Nefesh, it's all the songs of Dveikus and the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is Oy Hashem Lemelech, Yom Shekul Etoiv, Yom Shekul Tzadikim Yoishu, Yisadim, Ziv Ashchina, everything is Mechuvin. But I'm trying together just to go through the basis, the basics, the basics. Not Hecher Machshogas. Not Kabbalah Sari, the Aleph Beis. Hashem gave us a Shabbos, Zeich L'maaseh B'reishis. That's what Hashem gave us. A person doesn't use the Aleph Beis that he has, and he wonders after it. And I want to tell you, we spoke that you have to have Achomel Shabbos. You rinse yourself, get dressed, get ready for Shabbos. It's
the cure for
Shabbos. I spoke last week. The achana for Shabbos. The person has to have achana for Shabbos. B'godim noim, chilo, shtir. You have to know the avodah from Shabbos is different from all of the different avodahs. And all of the avodahs of Ruchnius are very hard avodahs. Tefillah, limud. Shabbos is the avodah that is really tied up with Gashmias. Rab Zeir Machich Reishe, Rav Molach Shibute. You have to prepare food, you have to have a suda, you have to eat. Not allowed to fast. It's Me'en Olam Haba, but it's Ruchnius. It's the easiest way to connect to Ruchnius. Hashem gave us every week the whole Shabbos. When a person will understand what a Shabbos, he will never go to eat by someone that they drink. He will never go to eat in a hotel and all these places. Shabbos Kodesh. Mistuch Shabbos Kodesh. He would never let himself. The only reason a person does not connect it. So I'm saying, the first avodah a person takes on himself, step by step. First he says, Vayichulu. He thinks about the emunah and Bira Olam. And he talks, Malach Techo Asuya, I'm not worried. I believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Fakert go. And the Sforim state that the Shefa from the whole week comes from Shabbos. If you mechabit Shabbos Kmo Shetzorich, Hashem will take care of you this week. The Shefa, it's Pong Fakert. By doing nothing in Shabbos, you have a good parnas for the whole week. But that's the Shabbos Kodesh. You have to train yourself. I'm saying in our days, it's harder. Because in the old days, you had a field and you couldn't look after your field. Let's go to the Shabbos, guys. Vos was Zayin. It was a fire. So you had to check the aloche. Oh, yes, it's a fire. The fire engine comes. Doesn't make a difference if you call him or not. He's there. If it's a Ghana, the police is there. In the old days, Shabbos was Avoida. Shabbos was Avoida. We're in the day that Hashem Chas Hashem was. That if we have such a sionis, could be we'll be nichshel. You see what happened in America. Some Yidden will meisah nefesh, a lot of people will not manage to meisah nefesh. So Hashem made it a bit leichter. That the system is running, the electricity goes on. Shabbos clock takes care of all the problems. There's no Shabbos clock, it was dark. You couldn't live. Hashem, Baruch Hashem, made the world ready for us. But the avoid of ruchnis, we can't give up. Hashem made it a bit easier. But we can't give up on the Ruchnius. I know some people, I had friends that wanted to be Balmailas. They took a Musa Sefer to learn a Munil or Shabbos. Again, it's different Chalokim in Shabbos. We get to know the Chalokim. But this is the Chalik of Lel Shabbos. So, how you get to that first? Like you said, you prepare for Shabbos. So, it's good to everyone to try to prepare physically something. The Gemara says, "Rab Zeir, Machich Reishe, Rav Molach Shibute." The Amiroim prepared to try to prepare something for the food for the Suda for Shabbos. So the goal is when you be 80 years old, 90 years old, and you sit in your wheelchair, your kids will know that the Enoklach will know they have to give you a piece of potato to peel because the grandfather likes to prepare something for Shabbos. That everyone will know you every week you prepare something for Shabbos. You prepare something for Shabbos. Your room, your table, you buy a cake, you do something for Shabbos. This is the day of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the day we celebrate with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Prepare with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person does this chelek, a person manages the reingeflats, this is Emunah and Lel Shabbos. This emunah b'ra'ilam, he has a different Shabbos. But again, you have to prepare for Shabbos. Some guys need to say for Musa. Some guys, enough that they say v'ayichulu and davening, they don't think about it. Again, what do you think? The Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. Everything comes from him. He runs it. Nothing bad could happen if Hashem doesn't want it to happen. Nothing good could happen if Hashem doesn't want it to happen. Everything is mechuvim from Boira Olam. And you have to know, the Maile of Shabbos is violets eilik, violets physical. Sheinu b'Shabbos tainu, mechile b'Shabbos, eilas tamir achor b'Shabbos. The Kedusha relates to the person different from every different avoida. All the other avoidas is very hard to connect to. Chazal say, a me'oretz doesn't lie in Shabbos. Aims to the Shabbos alone. Shabbos is something that you could feel with your fingers. It's not so far. It's not so wide. Just you have to give the push. And if a person will give this push, and he will make this ishtadlus, and make a point, v'shas kiddush, zeich l'mayis v'reishis, be'ezus Hashem, you will have siyata dishmaye, be'ezus Hashem. So Hashem, next week, we'll go to the second chilek, what you do. But again, you have to have this chilek, so maybe we could go to the second chilek of Shabbos, be'ezus Hashem.